This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, there's so much breaking news at Infowars. My head is spinning at this point. News just broke. It's on Infowars.com with video. We'll have it later in the hour. Where ABC News puts out fake war footage that was shot in the U.S., not in Syria, to blame it on Trump. I mean, they're just pulling out all the stops. You thought because they all got caught lying, they would stop lying. No, they just make the lies even more complex and over the top, and it's just insane. I got an article here where they admit mainline studies that Gardasil gives you cervical cancer. I mean, that's the type of news I have. There's stacks after stacks of it. It's out of control. These people are crazy. And what's going to bring them down? People inside these dens of lies, these dens of demons, saying, I'm not going to be part of this anymore. James O'Keefe scheduled to join us at the bottom of the next hour. They had a lot of technical difficulties getting their videos up, but this one did get up. It's on Infowars.com. You can also go to ExposeCNN.com, and there's just an email address. Give them your email address if you're a whistleblower. I point people there because they do a great job of whistleblowers. Want to whistleblow to us? That's fine as well. But just, I don't care. Just take action. Let's go back to the video of the incredible admissions of CNN executives and managers dealing with the fact that Jeff Zucker orders them to engage in this type of behavior. Here it is.
Just surprised CNN hasn't been able to take down Trump yet.
I feel like they're trying, but
yeah. I mean, what could they do more? I mean, other than what they've been doing. Yeah.
But to a certain extent, CNN created Trump's celebrity. They created this whole, like, not his celebrity, but created his candidacy and made him legitimate because they felt like they needed to show everything that he did from the beginning. So, like, Jeff Zucker can't really complain. Like, he kind of put this into action.
Hey, why would they do that, though, truly? I don't get it.
Ratings. Yeah. And that's sometimes what I struggle with. Like, a lot of the decisions, I guess all media companies make, but it's like, you know, they're out to make a profit, so when people criticize, you know, the media, to a certain extent, some of the criticism is accurate because it can't totally be, completely for the objectives that you're seeking. Like, you know, I totally want to do just, like, the truth, like the dogged reporting. But then you have higher-up executives like Zucker and other people who are saying, well, we got to make profits, so you end up with things like, I don't know if you heard this, but this week they had like a game show to like decide what dates there was going to be this debate. So it's like they pulled names out of a hat. It's like we're watching the game show network. So it turns into like certain things that you do are trying to just attract viewers, and it becomes kind of a comedy show. So it's like, you know, you have people who are genuinely have all the right motives, but then you also have people who are like, well, we got to make money and we got to attract viewers. So if we just talk about Trump all day, people will watch.
Yeah. I think we're just trying every single way to show that we're in the light side.
Yeah, because we want to be.
We're the light side.
Light and dark side.
We're against the dark side. I think whatever tools I have for disposal, that's what's the end of doing.
Yeah. It's
whatever lies they got to tell, because they're the good guys.
Media created this monster.
Yeah, media back in 2015, right?
We can't end every single day.
That is the psychology they tell fake whistleblowers about InfoWars. They go, you work there, you help create him, now you've got to lie about him. Would you like some money? Would you like a book deal? And then people say no, they go, well, now we're going to write bad about you. I mean, it's all the same tactic they use. It's cult programming tactics. When you pay to send your young person to a college, when they get off, they go, there's white supremacists everywhere on campus. Come join us. They're going to kill you. It's all made up.
Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point, and we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God, America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I have been attempting as best I can to cover the really amazing, thought-provoking Project Veritas video shot by a producer there over the last year, replete with the CEO, Jeff Zucker, talking about the main missions, taking down Trump, getting impeachment. And the spin is, oh, that gets some ratings. But the truth is, they already have super low ratings because they've been caught lying a lot. It brings back some viewers by getting into Russiagate or impeachmentgate, but never what they had before. So to say they did this for ratings isn't true. CNN knows what gets ratings. Being pro-America, telling the truth, giving all sides of a story, people really want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know you're getting packaged crap from a bunch of arrogant globalists who won't say a word about communist China. I mean, listen, if basketball teams in Portland and Washington, that's what's happening, professional basketball teams, want to boycott Israel, that's their issue. But you notice those teams are boycotting Israel and boycotting Leopold because it sells scopes to the Israeli Defense Force. But none of them will say a word about China. And even when CNN says, well, are you for free expression? Oh, we can't even talk about free expression now. And they grab the mic away. So China is off limits. And you learn who the sacred cow is by who's off limits, who you can't talk about. And that's who owns our debt. That's who owns Hollywood. That's who's doing all this. There's a lot more, too, coming out from Project Veritas. And we're collating it all to Band.video and Infowars.com right there on the front page. Please spread it. These are the type of exciting events that really get people to wake up now. I'm going to go to your phone call starting in the next segment. I don't even know really where to start anymore. ABC News has been caught putting out fake footage of supposed war in Syria to blame Trump. They admit now it's fake. We're going to get to that. That's on InfoWars.com. We have the Soros mole, Fiona Hill, testifying in Congress right now, and they're saying that the other whistleblowers are going to remain secret. I'm explaining what's behind that. We have got Forbes slammed for encouraging women to vacation alone in Pakistan. What is behind that sickness? We also have the meme that MSM doesn't want you to see, so they can then misrepresent what's really happening with it to blame Trump and act like he and others are calling for violence. We'll get to that as well in just a moment. But first, someone could look at this meme we put out last week. It's the fifth installment of fentanyl, the communist Chinese dragon. And you could say that we're threatening the producers of South Park when it's the opposite. We're saying they did a good job bucking the rest of Hollywood and standing up to communist China. that in it, Vitinol says, if we ever take over America, we're going to kill you for what you said about us, South Park, because that's what we do. And then I show people being executed and led to mass execution in China from 2 weeks ago. Now, the media could spin that to say, I'm calling for violence against South Park. Any moron could know that's not what I'm doing. But it's the same thing with this meme they're saying is an offensive threat. That's how they deceive. But see, they could say, oh, Jones put out a meme where he said that somebody's going to kill the South Park producers. Now, technically, that's true. But they could make it sound like I was saying that. And that's not what I was doing. But that's the level of deception, because if they don't show you the meme, they can then misrepresent. And that's what's critical about censorship. Censorship doesn't just silence the person or group or organization or population. It then allows those that have speech to be able to misrepresent. And I know you know that. But let me tell you, when you're on the receiving end of it and they can make the top story on Yahoo and Facebook that you sent child porn to people when you didn't, it's scary. Or when they say Jones lost a lawsuit about a book I never even wrote that I'm not even in, and then you contact News Corp and say, we're going to sue you, and they go ahead, we don't care. We don't care, it's not true. That's what I'm saying is, we're in a civil war. That's a war, folks, when big companies know they'll lose a lawsuit, but it'll take me 3 years to win. They don't care about the money they'll pay out. It's war. War's when you stop caring. War's when you stop talking and start attacking. And let me tell you, when they say somebody sent child porn out, it's not true. That means they're dangerous. That means they'll do anything. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about me. People are always asking, how are you taking all these attacks? We're all under attack. America's under attack. How am I taking it? We're in this together, folks. You're under attack. That's what I'm getting at here. There's no escaping this thing now, except by standing up to it. So here's the latest meme. Ministry of Truth, some band on video. Let's share it. Presents Slam Dunk for China.
Hello, stupid Americans. Fentanyl, Chinese communist wagon here. I told you just a week ago, when you don't do what we say, you die. Look what happened to Hong Kong protesters. Oh, and don't forget, we killed more than Hitler ever did. And that's why the liberals love us. Oh. In America, the colleges that we fund teach no borders, no walls. No USA at all. Let me show you a princess. America is a rotting carcass covered in filthy maggots. Look at your own James Harden. He came out and apologized to us. That's good. And now we tell the NBA what to do, and the NBA say, yes, master.
Yeah, we apologize, you know, we love China. We love, you know, playing there.
Finally, you saw what happened to South Park. They talk about our re-education camps and our death camps and how Winnie the Pooh was banned. And let me now tell you what happens. They banned in our country. Then they put out sarcastic apology. That's not good enough. Once we take over, we're going to kill the South Park producers. That's what we do. Is adopting our model. Big Tech is censoring Alex Jones, and now even Republican leaders, and they do nothing. Soon, sites like Panda Video will be shut down. You stinking Americans, do not share that site or Infowars.com. Submit, do not fight back. Do what I say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg. I have to hurt you.
Now, when we come back, we'll go to your calls, and I'll play the banned video that's up on memeworld.com that's supposedly calling for violence when it's all a joke. And in the video, in the meme, Trump is attacked first. But I want to explain something. Communist China, in their own words, has killed 115 million people, 80-plus under Mao. So if you're a human on Earth alive the last 70 years, the number one cause of death, unnatural death, is Chinese communist. So for me to say that the South Park producers, if the Chi-Coms ever took over, they'd probably kill them, that's completely reasonable. But see, if you didn't show the video, you could do what they did to this other meme producer and say that they're calling for violence, which they're not. It's amazing. But we'll show you the video on the other side, and it's up on InfoWars.com, exclusive. Watch the Trump meme video. MSM doesn't want you to see. The New York Times launches an outrage campaign aimed at Meme World contributor and the American Priority Conference. Stay with us. We'll be back with your calls and a lot more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now.
now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Quickening is happening. I'm not one to complain. I'm just telling listeners that I am completely overwhelmed right now. I just had like five stories break during the four-minute break. Some of them were breaking. They're so huge, I can't even control myself right now. Oh my gosh. I got loaded phone lines. I got the huge Bill Barr video. I've got James O'Keefe coming up. I just talked to Carpe Donctum. They just banned him on Twitter because he shared the James O'Keefe video. Wow. This is just... There's a bunch of other breaking stuff I haven't even gotten into yet. Arlen Owen Schroyer went in and got kicked out of a basketball game, a national basketball game, for exposing what's happening with the censorship. It's all coming up! And since I mentioned it, let's just get to this right now. Exclusive. Watch the Trump meme video MSM doesn't want you to see because they want to misrepresent. It's from The Kingsman. It's a movie. The left does this with all these memes showing conservatives having their heads cut off, everybody dying. This is a video from a year ago plus when Hollywood was saying kidnap Barron, put him in cages, have sex with him. Peter Fonda, he died a few months ago. He said that last year. People responded to that. New York Times said kill Trump. New York Times promoted plays where Trump's killed and stabbed to death. I mean, we all know about that. So this other meme maker who's buddies with Carpe Donctum, it's all listed in the articles. They got this big conservative conference, the American Priority Conference, going this weekend, really popular. So the New York Times is there for days. And they have these conferences about not having violence and not letting the left attack you and blah, blah, blah. And so they go in and find a meme museum display, basically, and it's a loop of hundreds and hundreds of memes, and there's this, so they say, oh, in the video, Trump goes out into a church, he goes into a church, the New York Times says, and attacks people in a church massacre. It's the top of Drudge. Trump critics slaughtered in 2020 pitch screened at Doral Video. Campaign rocked. Because people went and rented a conference room, and in a side conference room, this was being shown. I mean, this is a top story right now. So here's the actual video that no one will show you. Here it is.
Every single American tonight, you should be concerned about what we're learning. We're talking about abuse of power and corruption at the highest levels of the FBI.
The figures out tonight show nearly 2,000 children have been separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexican border from mid-April through the end of May.
And the mainstream media all gets mad if you're a radio listener.
How dare you separate them from their parents? We're going to rip your son from his mother's arms and throw him in a cage full of pedophiles and let them have him.
That's Peter Fonda. That's a scene from the movie. Bush promoted church shootings. Which they know, then you promote that, it happens. Come back with some Lynyrd Skynyrd after this. Sorry, I'm not grooving out for violence. I'm grooving out for Lynyrd Skynyrd. I want to punch my buttons. That's it. You play Freebird while you're having sex? Oh, my goodness. It's tough, man. All right, I'm sorry. Family show. It's nice pairing. So Hollywood puts out massive violence everywhere, calls for Trump's death. In a serious way. I mean, Phil Mudd goes on CNN and says, we're going to kill this guy. We're going to stab him in the back. We're going to stab Giuliani. That's all okay. But then it's a joke out of a movie. And they turn this into Trump rocked because somebody a year ago made this. This is Hollywood that wants to have sex with our kids, telling us that we take what they do, make a joke out of it, and then suddenly we're not allowed to talk about it. By the way, I got so hyped up about Project Veritas and how big this is and how important this is that I came in and led with it because we had O'Keefe coming on to lay a technical problem. He's on next hour. But I told the crew this morning, like 8 a.m., I said, this story is being force-fed on my wife's phone, my phone, and I was staying with friends out at the lake, all their phones. I turned on TV at like 7 a.m. everywhere. Trump campaign rocked. Video put out showing the media all being killed. Now, this is a real memer. It's a joke. But the left could false flag this all day. They could put, I mean, they could Jussie Smollett that. If indeed it's Trump's fault that somebody put out a meme off the Kingsman movie. ShowDrudgeReport.com again. Because Drudge is just actively showing you what is really going on in the media. That's what Drudge Report does. It's whatever the zeitgeist is. And you go anywhere, the top story. Trump critics slaughtered a 2020 pitch screened at Doral video. Campaign rocked. But what really happened is at Infowars.com exclusive. Watch the Trump meme video. MSM doesn't want you to see. Carpe Donctum banned from Twitter. The New York Times launches an outrage campaign aimed at Meme World contributor and the American Priority Conference. In fact, I've got the article right here. This meme video was published on YouTube last year, but is now only drawing attention, leading media pundit Stephen Miller to comment. It's somehow just a coincidence. The New York Times wrote a big story about it a week after the New York Times ran an op-ed about the need for government regulations of memes. Here is the video they don't want you to see. Oh, and look, we're about to go to break, but there he is, Carpe Donctum. We have to not give you his name or they'll come after him. Let's punch him up. There he is. And he knows the evil meme maker that did this. So he's popping in. And then Zach and David and Johnny and Peter and John and Christian, Reagan and Bob and Jefferson and CRP. We're going to all of you ladies and gentlemen on the other side of this break after we talk to Carpe Donctum. And then we're going to move back the Bill Barr video. It's a little bit later in the hour, next hour. And then James O'Keefe is going to be joining us. Please don't forget, we're running the Everything Must Go special. We're selling out of the inventory of our best-selling items, of our moderate items, of items that are all excellent that I've never really promoted. A lot of these supplements we get in, I'm so busy I never promote the launch of them. But there's a lot of great items you should check out, like X2 and X3, 60 to 70% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so amazing for inflammation, your body, your health. It's 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off the best B12 you can find anywhere. Under the tongue, amazing. You want energy, stamina, focus. Secret 12 was amazing, but when you change the formula, we upgrade it, made it even twice as strong, the same B12. It's now Ultra 12, 50% off. The toothpaste, 50% off. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com, 40 to 70% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. And that's how we fund this operation. We're back in just a few minutes with Carpe Donctum, banned off of Twitter, suspended, not because he was working with, folks that have been implicated in this evil meme. No, but because he shared the Project Veritas video. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now.
now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
CNN and the leftists and the control freaks, and neither can Carpe Diem. That's why their attempt to shut us down is causing the whistleblowers and others to go public, but now they've gone into spin, they've gone into overdrive, and they're trying to imply that these events and these memes and communications causing violence against the media, and so we've all got to be silenced, the New York Times. We need memes to be banned like the EU's doing right now. CNN literally wants to vaporize the truth. So does the New York Times.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
Hello?
the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
DrugsReport.com, and it is the top story all over the news. Campaign rocked. Why, they're saying it's a Trump video. It's a pitch. A 2020 pitch. But here with what really went on, he was covering the conference. Is Carpe Donctum, you know, Carpe Donctum separately has been banned or suspended. James O'Keefe just tweeted, breaking at Carpe Donctum's account has been suspended. I spoke with Logan Cook, who I shared an exclusive clip of CNN with, and his account was suspended immediately upon posting one of the clips where Christian Sierra of CNN discussed coverage of shootings. So joining us is Carpe Donctum. Carpe Donctum, what do you want to tackle first? The big top story of the evil memes, and it's an old meme being connected to Trump, or your suspension?
You know, I guess we could start with where you started. The meme in question was an old one. Oh, hold on, sorry. Hey, can you go back over there? I got all my kids with me here.
Hey, that's awesome. This is just keep them there. It's great.
Yeah. Say hi to Alex.
Hi, Alex.
How are you doing? Your daddy is a great man. The power of a good dad.
All right, so, you know, first things, the video was screened. And, well, the screened is not even the right word. The video was playing in sort of a back room we called the Hall of Memes. It was just an exhibit that... They just had a bunch of different memes, you know, random assortment of things playing. You know, it was up for 3 or 4 hours during the whole conference, and not that many people were really involved in watching it. It was kind of hidden in the back there. So that's the description of a screening or anything like that is complete BS. But It was not endorsed by anybody. It was just a collection of memes. And then as far as the Twitter banning, I got an email saying that it was for copyright infringement. Which, just to preface that, I have complied with every single DMCA takedown I've ever gotten. I have never reposted a video after it's been taken down because that's a violation of the takedown order. I'm very careful about making sure to stick within the rules that are presented by Twitter. That should not be happening.
Well, we know that for a while, Veritas couldn't even upload to YouTube. We know they're blocking it from being the number one term. They're really, really scared of this bombshell that has come out from Project Veritas. We've got James O'Keefe joining us next hour. But getting back to this meme, tell folks who created it, what it gets into, because a lot of our audience is radio. They can't see it. It's top linked up on DrudgeReport.com. It's obviously linked in the article that you helped us put together with a statement that's up on Infowars.com. But this is not a campaign video, as the media is saying.
No, it's not. It's not a campaign video at all. It's done by the Geeks team. It was done over a year ago. I had no involvement in the creation of it. And it's a meme that, first of all, it starts out by, I believe it was, one of the Fondas, coming over and saying that he's going to put, Trump's kids in in jail and put them in.
Put Barron in a cage with child molesters. One of his
right, exactly. And then, you know, the rest of it is just a Trump defending himself. Now, I mean, there's clearly there's a bunch of violence and stuff like that in there. But, you know, the original context was it was a church full of Christians that were getting shot. So nobody seemed to have a problem with that. But
exactly. Hollywood putting out a church full of Christians being killed. But that's okay. But now that somebody sticks Trump's head on it, now it's evil. But meanwhile, the left is all calling for violence. What about Shakespeare in the Park? The New York Times promoted and said it was okay, showing Trump being stabbed to death.
Right. I believe their headline was something about like how the right or how outrage, or how this play got caught up in right wing outrage because it was. It was clearly something that was okay to put out there, but it was just all these mad Republicans that just couldn't handle all the fun of, you know, Trump getting stabbed by his cabinet.
Meanwhile, they were trying to get the cabinet to remove him with the 22nd Amendment, it turns out, at that very time.
Right, exactly. I mean, they were doing everything they could to try to get him removed for his mental impairment, I believe.
Yeah, there's the article, how outrage built over Shakespeare's depiction of Trump. Yeah, where they kill him in a pool of blood, takes 5 minutes for them to stab him to death. That's real people on a stage in New York simulating the murder of the president. This is a meme off something Hollywood already made. It's just incredible. And of course, as you point out in the article, a month ago, or just a week ago, the New York Times was saying, time to ban memes.
Right. Yeah. Well, and they've been trying to do it in Europe for the last year or two. I get these DMCA takedowns, and there's no system with YouTube. If you have DMCA takedowns, they give you a certain amount of strikes. On Twitter, they just say, "Hey, you got a takedown. Don't worry about it." And then, like today, apparently, they just decided that after I posted, literally within 5 minutes of posting that scoop from James, they decided to pull me down for a copyright strike.
And if that isn't election meddling, what is? And, of course, you have millions of followers. The president retweets you. They're scared to death that President Trump's going to retweet the Project Veritas scoops. Has Trump retweeted the Project Veritas scoops yet? We should check that.
As far as I know, no, not yet. The last thing he posted was an hour ago, I believe.
Wow. So, yeah, they've got the president so isolated that if this doesn't get to Don Jr., Drudge is linked to the announcement. But if, I mean, quite frankly, you know, that's pretty much how Trump gets news is the Drudge Report.
I'm sure he's aware of it now. I'm sure that, I mean, James's tweet yesterday was over 10,000 retweets. His tweet today of the actual video was crazy. I mean, it was 4,000 within 5 minutes of him posting it.
Yeah, they put a press release out saying 100,000 of one tweet. I want to finish up on where you think this is all going, and I got to get back to your day job, which is running memeworld.com and taking care of those two great young boys. And look, are you really a Millennium Falcon pilot? I even know what's under there. That's a Millennium Falcon Target shirt, isn't it?
Yes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms. forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I opened the phones up about 30 minutes ago. They're loaded. I'm going to do a ton of your calls here in just a few minutes when Carpet Donkin leaves us. In 30 minutes in the next hour, James O'Keefe joins us. He was going to be on in the second hour, but had a bunch of technical problems. Everybody's seen. That was not a stunt. YouTube's been blocking him uploading, but we've still gotten some of those videos out. This is just crazy. Carpet Donkin has been working closely with James O'Keefe. The globalists know that, obviously. I wasn't going to say that on air. So they've got his Twitter blocked right now. I'm sure many other people have been blocked, so this doesn't go viral. We'll finish up with him and then go to your phone calls. But we also have coming up, over the weekend, of course, Bill Maher came out and said that Joe Biden's a diminishing stock. Well, I said that 4 months ago and got totally banned off Facebook. They said it was fake news. Said he can't even talk. Well, now we've got Bloomberg and others waiting in the wings. That's being announced. That's coming up. Carpe Donctum, what would you call this period of history? What do you think is coming next? Because Trump, I really like Trump. I support Trump. He's done a lot of good. But the fact that he didn't stand up against web censorship, the fact that over the weekend they got rid of a Trump is your president, 3.5 million people. There was a pro-border patrol group that just supports ICE, 3 million plus. That got deleted off Facebook. I mean, Trump is presiding over allowing this to happen, and I think that's why I haven't talked to Matt Drudge. I think that's why Matt Drudge is you know, just hot and cold here, showing how much trouble Trump is in, that Trump's overconfident. And you know, you kind of got Drudge over there that helped get Trump elected. Obviously, you look at Drudge, he's pissed at Trump. What do you think's going on here?
Well, so I've got some breaking news here, Alex. I am back on Twitter. That was faster. That was the fastest suspension revoking I've ever seen. That was faster than when Jack Dorsey got his Twitter hacked.
And you know why that happened. They know you talk to Trump all the time. Let's just be honest about it. You've been in the White House multiple times. Trump really likes you. And so they know that if they ban you, it might actually make Trump actually do something.
I would agree with that synopsis. I'm back on Twitter. I've got my first tweet back is just a question mark, and so we're live. But where is this going? I mean, it's going the same place it's always been going. They want us all censored. They want us all removed from social media, so they have their little echo chamber that they can keep filling up with lies. But you know, I think that the suspension has something to do with Veritas. I mean, literally 5 minutes before I was suspended, I tweeted out a thing, a video that James sent me, a scoop that nobody else had that was about CNN saying they don't care about shootings unless it happens in a neighborhood, that they don't care about gang shootings unless it happens in an affluent neighborhood. Unless it happens on, this is a quote, unless it happens on Cory Booker's block, they don't care about Chicago shootings. So, you know, this is all just part of it. I think that the video controversy yesterday was they knew that this was coming out, the Veritas stuff. I think they knew it was going to hit hard, and they wanted to create a quick controversy, and they found one. I mean, this is just going to keep going on until somebody addresses it. And really, the only somebody that can address it is Congress and Trump himself. So
I totally agree with you. Do you have any inside baseball? Because I know you rub shoulders with a lot of people. You travel more than I do. Well, but, I mean, why Trump hasn't done anything yet? And A, and then B, why Drudge seems to be getting upset with him?
I don't have any inside baseball on Drudge, or really what's going on in the White House, you know, as far as that's concerned. I do rub shoulders with a lot of people, and, I think everyone is waiting for, for Trump to take the reins and, really start going after these people. You know, I've talked to several congressmen, I talked to, four or five congressmen probably in the last month about this issue. And I think that they're starting to see how big of a deal this is. And I think that getting the GOP leadership to start recognizing it is going to be an important part of moving forward, because, you know, Trump is going to need the support of Congress when he does this. Otherwise, you know, like with all this impeachment stuff that they're trying to do, if he doesn't have the support of the GOP and he doesn't have the support of Congress, anything that he does can be spun into a new way of impeaching him. They can say that it's overreach of power, all those things. And if you have those guys like Mitt Romney in there that are willing to flip on him in just a second, it's going to be bad. I mean, I don't know if you've watched the whole Veritas thing in there, but CNN is CNN talks about going after Lindsey Graham because Lindsey Graham hasn't been friendly enough to them. So, I mean, CNN,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, we played what the 16 minutes last right. hour into this hour, yeah. And it's just,
they have a hit list. CNN has a hit list, and everybody that's conservative is on it. And if you think that you're safe because you've been friendly to CNN, you are dead wrong. They want Trump gone. They want us all gone. And the gloves are going to come off here because CNN is just, they're gasping for breath.
Well, that's right. And everything is committed now to get rid of Trump. If they can't get rid of Trump, they fail. And that's why this battle is so close, and that's why people's action and their word of mouth, spreading the word, spreading your articles, your videos, our information, memeworld.com. We're getting to a point where the only place you can find the memes is memeworld.com. The only place you can find the forbidden videos is banned on video, and it's just beyond critical.
I've had probably 20 videos taken down this year for DMCA. And I did want to say, you know, I actually found which video was the last one that they took down. It was a Super Bowl commercial from 2018 that did not have any copyrighted content in it. It was broadcast to, you know, 45 million people during the Super Bowl. And I had not added – I added like a three-second soundbite at the end that they could have said was copyrighted, but the entire thing was not copyrighted.
Sure, they're using copyright, the EU and all of them say, to destroy free speech. Matt Drudge came here 4 years ago in this studio and warned they were going to use copyright to take things down. He was told by a Supreme Court justice, and that's what they're doing. And for folks that don't know, a commercial is free to air. It's a promotional. It's open for critique. Everyone's always done it. It's one of the most protected things out there. So what you're saying is the fact that you couldn't show an old ad just to show context, shows that they are abusing it.
It was posted in February of 2018. It's almost 2 years old already.
They're going through everything. They're banning everything. Yeah. It's a total war. They want to silence the average American.
They do. And you know what? They're doing a good job of it because Twitter does not have a system in place where you can appeal these things. The only way to appeal it is you have to send all of your private information to a third party and request that they rescind their takedown order.
It's like the old Soviet Union.
You have to request from the people that tried to get you. You have to request it from them. And if they say no, there's no recourse. That's it. You have to get a lawyer involved and go sue UMG. Go sue UMG.
And carpe donctum, let's not forget that this is all being done in a climate where the mainstream media is adopting Chinese communist-style censorship and promoting that as if it's a good thing and letting the left run roughshod and tell any lies they want, do anything they want. It's so dangerous. And then now even President Trump had right-side broadcasting that simply shows his speeches banned off Facebook. So if Trump won't stand up for that, he won't stand up for anything. But as you said, it was the pressure put on Twitter that made them put your tweet back up, your account back up. So let's keep doing that. We'll check in with you as this unfolds, memeworld.com, and on Twitter for now. People can also find you there. Thank you, Carpe.
Thank you, man.
Powerful interview. Okay. Listeners, thanks for holding for the last 45 minutes. Just open the phone. No, phone's up. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to go bam, bam, bam to your calls. David and Jefferson and Bob and CRP and everybody else, I'm going bam, bam, bam to your calls when we come back. Briefly, since I mentioned it, here's Bill Maher talking about Joe Biden's stock is quickly depreciating. No kidding. Here it is.
I like Joe. He's never my favorite. But if he's the guy to beat Trump, I was like, let's not kill him, because if he's the one. But I must say, my confidence that he can beat Trump is waning. He looks like a depreciating stock to me. I'm not trying to get Joe out, but we do need someone in the center.
Yes.
Who say younger and femaler.
Notice he said that Friday, and now, dun-dun-dun, Biden's not raising any money, he's got to go, he can't talk. Facebook said Alex Jones' name is banned, his website's banned, if you use it, you're banned, unless it's a negative attack. And they said the reason was, I said Joe Biden couldn't talk. Anybody could watch him and see he's had another stroke. We'll be back. Hour number four, James O'Keefe, your calls and more.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.